I'm Jeb Sharp, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. As we reported, the internet site WikiLeaks has leaked thousands of American military documents about the war in Afghanistan. They contain accusations that Pakistan's intelligence agencies have actively supported the Taliban. The documents were published today in newspapers in the U.S., Britain, and Germany. This is not the first time WikiLeaks has leaked classified information. Earlier this year, it posted a video of a helicopter attack that killed a dozen people, including two journalists in Iraq. Philip Sheenan is a former investigative reporter for the New York Times and now a contributor to the Daily Beast. Philip Sheenan, you've covered WikiLeaks for some time. Tell us about the man behind it, Julian Assange, and how the organization operates.
Assange is a former computer hacker who a few years ago decided to turn himself into an anti-censorship activist. And in 2006, he created this website called WikiLeaks with the intention of making public all that had once been secret. And over the course of the last 4 years, WikiLeaks has divulged an awful lot of formerly secret information.
And who is on the front lines leaking this information?
In the case of the documents that were released on Sunday, the understanding, I think, on the part of certainly investigators, is that almost all of this material, perhaps all of it, came from a 22-year-old Army intelligence specialist formerly stationed in Iraq by the name of Bradley Manning.
What sort of position does all of this put Julian Assange in? He can be evasive. I mean, is he liable legally himself? Is he in some way on the run as a result of so much leaking?
He certainly could face some legal, possibly even criminal liability because he's dealing here with classified documents, and trafficking in classified documents is a very clear offense. Of course, Assange would argue that he's acting as a journalist, and journalists are allowed to receive and to publish classified material. But Assange, of course, has problems not only in the United States, he has problems in many countries all around the world.
What do you think? You are an investigative journalist. This is a different combination. What do you make of him?
I make of him that he is an activist as much as a journalist, and his goal here is really to eliminate censorship in large parts of the world, and he's going to do that even though that may come at a great price to American national security, to the national security of other nations, to economic systems. Assange has talked in the past about the fact that one day WikiLeaks, and these are his words, we may have blood on our hands, that they will do something that causes somebody to be injured or killed. And I think one of these days that is almost bound to happen with the amount of material that WikiLeaks is producing.
And at the same time, he portrays WikiLeaks as a media organization itself.
He does, certainly a new media organization. It's so interesting that he decided to leak this material through, you know, the ultimate mainstream news organizations, including the New York Times, because in the past, Assange has had nothing but disdain for most major news organizations, saying that they're very timid, that they sit on classified material, that he's going to try to break the mold that they had set.
What do you make of that? Why would Assange need the New York Times now?
He determined that the best way to get maximum publicity for these documents was to give them to a few very prestigious, well-read publications.
What do you think this moment represents for WikiLeaks, but also for all of us?
Well, it certainly represents a whole new model for journalism and for the handling of classified material. I think the implications are vast for the Pentagon. You know, what does the Pentagon, what do the intelligence agencies do with the understanding that very junior people within the government with some sort of security clearance can very quickly gather up whole libraries of classified material? I think the government's going to have to do some real rethinking about how it wants to handle classified material. For journalists, I think we're at the start of a new age, which is that, you know, if WikiLeaks disappeared tomorrow, I think all sorts of other organizations would rise up to take its place. And this may be the way that large amounts of once secret material are no longer secret.
Philip Sheenan is an investigative journalist. He's the author of The Commission, The Uncensored History of the 9/11 Investigation.